Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, whether you're a cattle producer, a beef consumer, or a patriotic citizen, this should interest you. Now, consider what America recently learned, what she went through, and what she's still going through since the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020. Consumers faced empty beef shelves at the grocery stores and shortages of other common goods. They learned they were dependent on China and India for critical medicines and medical equipment. We learned that critical automobile components were unavailable. And we learned that even our military complained of limited access to certain materials and parts for our national defense. In short, we learned the hard way that America had outsourced too many of its critical manufacturing and production sectors, and this has put America in peril. Now, we should thank God it wasn't any worse. And we should pray to God that our leaders will correct this horrendous blunder. And they're beginning to incentivize the reshoring of our manufacturing and production capacity. Former President Trump issued an executive order to buy American and hire American. President Biden did so as well, with executive orders to ensure that America's future is made in all of America by all of America's workers, and to strengthen America's supply chains. So what a relief. America is being encouraged to produce more of what she consumes, particularly when it comes to pharmaceuticals, military readiness, and other manufacturers and producers of critical goods. Our national security, our health, and our economic well-being depend on this new approach. But it may be that both former President Trump and President Biden forgot to send the Start Supporting America memo to their respective Secretaries of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue under former President Trump and Tom Vilsack under President Biden. You see, then Agriculture Secretary Perdue and now Agriculture Secretary Vilsack both pushed to force United States cattle farmers and ranchers to begin using radio frequency identification, or RFID, ear tags on their adult cattle when they travel from one state to another. Now, it was July of 2020 when we learned that foreign shipments of millions of RFID cattle ear tags that USDA had purchased from foreign manufacturers were delayed. And this delay disrupted the U.S. Department of Agriculture's plan to distribute millions of foreign-made RFID ear tags free of charge to United States cattlemen and cattlewomen to bait them into using foreign-made RFID ear tags on their U.S. origin cattle. Now, at that time, we issued a news release proclaiming our opposition to any government action that would coax our members to affix foreign-made devices to their U.S. origin cattle. And I'll describe the issue that concerns us today with a question. Is the U.S. government trying to force American cattle farmers and ranchers to purchase RFID ear tags from foreign countries, such as the People's Republic of China, which is under the control of the Communist Party of China? Now, we cannot answer that question with complete certainty today. And so RCAF USA sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack requesting that he answer it. And in the letter, we explained that the websites of two of the eight manufacturers that the government has approved as suppliers of RFID ear tags for U.S. cattle producers do not contain any origin information. You see, the government provides the names of these manufacturers in its newly proposed rule to force America's cattle producers to purchase approximately $30 million in RFID ear tags each year. And so the letter specifically asks whether any or all of the RFID ear tags the government wants to force America's cattle producers to affix to their U.S. origin cattle are manufactured in whole or in part on foreign soil. In other words, we want to know if the government is trying to force U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers to be dependent on foreign countries to lawfully conduct their business operations here in the United States. After all, if the mandated ear tags can only be manufactured with Chinese electronic computer chips, then China could conceivably put a halt to the interstate movement of American cattle simply by ceasing to provide those computer chips. Now, this, of course, would be bad. But very importantly, and while I suspect this is what is happening, I do not know yet for certain. But we have to find out. And our suspicion is more than plausible given the government's earlier efforts to peddle foreign-made RFID ear tags to America's cattlemen and cattlewomen. Now, everyone knows RCAF USA opposes the RFID ear tag mandate. But if America doesn't manufacture or doesn't manufacture enough of these ear tags, then consumers and other patriots should be hopping mad as well. And I'll let you know what we learn from the Agriculture Secretary as soon as we hear back from him. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.